Welcome to Calling All Brides Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Cirillo, with over 20 years experience in the wedding industry, from an owner of a wedding event rental company to a DJ and to a wedding videographer.
And I'm your host, DJ Michael Joy. I have, check this out, 30 years of being a DJ. Trust me, there's nothing I haven't seen or heard at a wedding.
All right, well, welcome back into the Calling All Brides Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Cirillo. Hope you're doing well today. Well, we have another great podcast episode here for you today on the Calling All Brides Podcast. You know, planning a wedding is stressful enough, and the desire to look your best on your wedding day can even add more pressure. But don't worry, we've got you covered. That's right, today we are going to be sharing some practical and sustainable weight loss tips specifically designed for you, the bride. That's right, we are going to talk about weight loss tips today on the podcast. And I just want to share a little personal story here so you get to know me a little bit better as your host. I was on a weight loss journey for a long time. It started probably nearly 10 years ago, and I realized that weight loss is just not something that is going to happen overnight. You really have to work at it. You have to make it a change in your life. You know, yes, there are fad diets. There are ways to quickly drop weight and do things like that, but that's not healthy and that's not sustainable. You know, you really have to understand that it's not going to happen overnight. You're not going to see results overnight. You're not going to see results, you know, even sometimes in the first week, first several weeks, first month, first couple months. You know, it takes a long time. And I know we live in this world of instant gratification, right? But you have to understand, you have to be patient to see it and to see it through and to really make a change in your life to see that weight loss really drop off. So I started personally, you know, about 60, 70 pounds heavier than what I am now. And what I realized through that journey is you've got to put in that time. You've got to be disciplined. You got to do the things that you don't want to do when you don't want to do them. And that's what will give you the results. And then once you start getting those results, it really starts to become easy. And then you just keep along, and then you just keep those good habits that you put in place. And then it just becomes a daily routine. And then it's really, really easy after that, right? So that is kind of my tips personally to help you along the journey. All right, so the first thing I want to talk about is setting realistic goals. So, you know, it's essential to remember that crash diets and extreme workout regimens, they might give you that quick result, but they are not sustainable in the long run. So you need to aim for gradual and healthy weight loss, okay? That's what I'm talking about. And you need to set that realistic goal. So what is a realistic goal? Well, that means if you are looking to lose a certain, you know, amount of weight, you know, whether that's 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 100 pounds, you need to be realistic in understanding that it's going to take time to reach those goals. It's not going to happen overnight. So you need to set real targets. You know, within, you know, 2 months, I would like to lose, you know, let's just say 5 pounds, because that's reasonable. But if you say that you want to lose 100 pounds in 2 months, well, that's not reasonable, you know. So you need to set realistic goals, okay? All right, let's talk about nutrition and diet, okay? Because what you eat plays a significant role in your weight loss. That's right, nutrition is key. You need to focus on whole, unprocessed foods such as fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and whole grains. You want to avoid sugary drinks, excessive amounts of alcohol, and also remembering that hydration is essential. So you need to drink plenty of water. Now, there's ways to do that, right? Not everybody likes water. I personally, you know, I can tell you I really never liked water. I still to this day don't really particularly like water. Yes, I drink a lot of it because it's important to stay hydrated, but it's not my favorite. You know, there's plenty of other drinks out there that are definitely my favorite because they're flavored and they have sugar and they taste good, right? But you do have to learn to like or tolerate water. Now, there's ways you can do that. You can add things to your water to make it taste a little bit better. Now, you know, you don't want to go out there and get all these sugary things to drop in your water. But I'm talking like just some easy things, like you can drop, you know, a couple squeezes of lemon to create some lemon juice in your water. You can do the same thing with some lime. You know, so it does give it a little better taste than just normal tap water. But again, hydration is definitely key. Let's step back and talk a little bit about some of these other foods I was just talking about nutrition. And, you know, whole foods, unprocessed foods, and really focusing on fruits and vegetables. Now, one thing I do want to mention is it's not cheap to lose weight, guys. If you go into the supermarket, it's going to cost you more money to buy fruits and vegetables than it is to buy, you know, some candy. You know, you can buy candy for $1, but you're not going to be buying bananas and apples and oranges and lettuce and tomatoes and, you know, zucchini and all these other vegetables and fruits. It's going to cost you more. And that's unfortunate in the society that we live in today. You know, you can drive by, let's just say McDonald's, and you can grab something off a dollar menu, or, you know, $2 menu, whatever it is these days. I know it changes. Inflation's killing all of us, right? But you can eat cheap from, you know, some of these fast food restaurants on these menus that they have. But, you know, if you try to order a salad at McDonald's, it's going to cost you $10, right? So it's unfortunate. That's the way it is. But, you know, you do need to realize it's going to cost you a little more to eat healthy. You know, lean proteins, whole grains, you know, when you're talking about lean proteins, you know, when you want to look at like meats, you want to look at like chicken, things like that. Your whole grains, you know, kind of avoiding those extra grains and things like that, they're going to add on to you. And especially, you know, processed foods. You know, processed foods not only are going to add, you know, to gaining weight, but they're also just not healthy for you as well. There's so many processed foods out there. But just like in everything, you need to find a balance, guys. I'm not telling you don't have a McDonald's hamburger, don't have some candy, things like that. Everything's all about a balance, because if you go full steam ahead just to eating fruits and vegetables and salads and all that kind of stuff, you're going to lapse, and then you know, you're not going to, you know, hit your targets and your goals. Or if you do hit your targets or goals, then you're not going to be able to change your lifestyle, you know, completely, because we all, you know, you're going to have a birthday come up and you eat some birthday cake, or you're going to, you know, have a craving for something sweet, and that's perfectly okay. You know, again, it's just balance and moderation. That's the key to it. All right. Now, this next one is really, really the big one for me. And it's really what helped me change my lifestyle and obtain my weight loss goals. And that is exercise and physical activity. Guys, I used to just sit on the couch, and I love sports. So I love watching football or watching, you know, hockey or, you know, whatever sport was going on that season. But I'd sit on the couch and I would just sit there with a bag of potato chips and get some hella good dip, and or maybe some cheese dip, whatever it was, whatever kind of chip I was eating. And before I knew it, I was eating the whole bag of chips and all the dip, and then eating some cookies and eating and drinking some soda. And then I was just eating like a trash truck. And guys, and that's what really made me put on that weight. And so I had to realize that not only besides eating good and eating better, but I had to have exercise and physical activity. And I will tell you now, I'm the hugest runner out there. I'm actually an ambassador for a running brand. I've run a marathon. I have run, you know, lots of half marathons. And I run, you know, roughly 5 to 7 miles a day, and upwards of 50 miles a week. And guys, I was not the type of person who could do that before my weight loss journey. I was not a runner before that. You know, I barely could walk, you know, around the neighborhood without, you know, being out of breath or, you know, just not feeling good. But I realized that I had to start somewhere, and I realized that physical activity was going to be the key to losing weight. So I did just that. I started just walking around the neighborhood. And as I would build that up, then I decided that I would start to jog a little bit. And yes, it was, you know, maybe jog for a minute. and then walk, you know, and then maybe it was jog for 2 minutes and walk, and then so on and so forth until I could build up, you know, that breathing and my heart and all that kind of good stuff until, you know, I could actually begin to run a mile, you know, and then it was, okay, let me run a mile and walk a mile. And then it was, let me run a mile, you know, and a half and walk and, you know, so on and so forth until I could, you know, get to where I am now. And that took a long time, guys. It didn't happen overnight. It didn't happen in weeks. It didn't happen, you know, over a month or things like that. It took, you know, 6 months. It took a year, things like that. I mean, where I am now, you know, talking about running 5 to 7 miles a day, you know, and on Saturday, a long run running, you know, 13 plus miles, that took years, guys, to get to that level. You know, it's just consistency and doing things when you don't want to do them. That's when you really dig down deep and you see the results is when you get to that point. You know, it's not, you know, the results really come from doing the things when nobody else is seeing you do them. You know, it feels great to have people say, oh man, you look great, or wow, you lost all this weight. That feels excellent. But the journey is what's really, you know, the best part about it. You know, it's the 5 a.m. workouts by myself running around the neighborhood, you know, pounding out those miles, in that time with nature and that time to reflect and that stress release time and all that. That's the time that I really enjoy. It's the time that nobody sees, all that effort and energy that you put into it. So when you do get those compliments, it just makes you feel good, and it really, you know, reinforces all that time that you're putting into it. So just keep that in mind. I do want to preface, though, that, you know, what I'm talking about here about diets and exercise, you do need to consult with your physician before you, you know, start on a weight loss journey. Make sure that you are going to be okay and safe, because we don't want something bad to happen to you if you just jump into it. All right, so once you've mastered, you know, getting your eating under control and eating better and, you know, moderation, then you're moving to that exercise, to that physical activity. Once you've got that down, then you need to move to your mindset and self-care. It is very important to get into that mindset of this journey, okay? You know, you've got to remain positive. It's very crucial. You want to surround yourself with supportive people. You know, don't be too hard on yourself if you have setbacks. We all have setbacks. If you eat something you shouldn't have ate, or you didn't exercise that day because you didn't feel good, it's okay. It's okay to have a setback, but just jump back into it. You know, pick up where you left off. You know, self-care is just very essential. You know, you might need to take a relaxing bath or get a massage or practice some mindfulness, you know, whatever it is, but just get back in the saddle there, get back on your journey, and you're going to be successful. I promise. You know, but stay positive. You know, it's easy to fall behind, but just remember, you know, I tell myself this all the time, you know, when I'm out there at 5 a.m. running, And you know, the majority of the world is sleeping while I'm out there running, and I'm out there, you know, achieving my goals. And if you do the same thing, if you realize, hey, look, I'm in the gym, or I'm in my, you know, on my treadmill upstairs, or I'm walking around the neighborhood, you're doing more than the majority of people out there are. So you need to celebrate that and realize that, and that will help you on that journey. It's the same thing with eating, you know. You know, when you're over there eating that salad, or, you know, or eating something that's healthy, you know, be proud. Be proud of yourself that you are not over there eating that Big Mac today. You know, you made a good decision, because there's lots of other people out there eating Big Macs today, right? So just, you know, stay positive with yourself. If you have those setbacks, just remember it's okay. Start back over and get back on your journey. And you're going to feel excellent once you do that. I promise you. So that's what we're talking about today. We are talking about weight loss, doing it the proper way. You know, I understand completely that you might want to lose a little weight to you know, fit into your dress. I also want to say, remember, it's okay who you are. You know, you don't have to be size X. You know, you are who you are. You are what God created you, and you need to be happy with yourself and, you know, positive. And when you look at yourself in the mirror, you need to feel good. You need to feel confident. And if you don't, that's okay too. And there's ways to change that, you know, through a good healthy diet, a good healthy lifestyle change. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about making a lifestyle change. And you do that through eating properly. You do that through physical activity, and you do that through a positive mindset. When you have those three things down, that is when you are going to see the results that you desire. All right. Well, that wraps up today's episode on weight loss tips for brides to be. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you got some valuable insights here on the podcast episode today. And if I can be, you know, a positive role model for you, guys, like I mentioned, 10 years of a weight loss journey, losing 60 to 70 pounds to where I am today. It feels great. I feel good every day that I wake up and I'm out there exercising and eating well. It feels really well. And like I said, I do cheat myself. I love cookies. I love pizza. I love orange juice. I love a good cheeseburger, and I treat myself to those every single week. But I am able to maintain a healthy weight, a healthy diet, a healthy exercise, because I do it all in moderation. I do it with a balance, and I realize that it's okay if I go have that crumble cookie. You know, check out my crumble cookie reviews. I do that on my social media channels. Actually, kind of been slacker on it, but we'll be doing more of those coming up. But it's okay. You know, you got to have the things that you enjoy, because life's short. So make sure you enjoy some of those things that are important to you. But do them in moderation, and, you know, enjoy the journey of a healthy lifestyle. But if you need some support along the way, I'm here to help you. Feel free to hit me up. You can hit me up at callingallbridespodcast@gmail.com. Hit me up on all of our social media channels, and I will be glad to give you some motivation to help you, you know, turn your weight loss journey into a reality. Guys, I'm here for you. All right, it is Joe Cirillo with the Calling All Brides podcast. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you on the next episode. Take care.
Great episodes coming up, and we've got a whole lot more, so make sure you stay tuned to the Calling All Brides podcast.